Brad is on the line. Hi, Brad. Brad, how are you doing?
I am. And you?
I am. Hey, I've got Being Jesus Part 2. A little bit different than your original title. The Part 1 was Should We Worship Jesus or Not, wasn't it?
Something like that.
First of all, I made a commitment to you that I would go ask, and I asked if I should worship Jesus, and what I got was that it's a choice, and I'm free to do so if I so choose, but I also got a warning that worshiping Jesus the Christ should not prevent or hinder or block any spiritual growth, and if it does, then I shouldn't do it. So there's a proviso there, so to speak, right?
Yeah, well, a caveat.
A condition.
Something you just said, I was going to trigger me a bit, and I meant to bring it up the last time in the last podcast. I'm very careful not to use the term worship. I didn't say worship Jesus Christ or Jesus the Christ. I said worship Jesus. And it's a distinction for me that I think is fairly important in that our audience should pay a little bit of attention to.
Okay.
The Christ means, basically, it comes from the Greek and Hebrew word. I don't know what the Greek is, Christus or no, that's Latin. But anyway, it means to be anointed. Basically, anointed by the Holy Spirit of God. And that's what it means in the original. But what Jesus Christ has come to mean is that it's out of Roman Catholicism, and that Protestants use it, that the mother of Jesus, Mary, they refer to as Mother of God, and yet the emphasis that many Protestants use is that Jesus is the only begotten Son of God. Certainly Peter believed that, and I guess you'd have to say that John certainly seemed to believe it, as well as others. I make the distinction that I believe that Jesus was a man and wasn't supposed to be deified, and I think that's what He made very clear. He said it in a couple of ways. The one I remember mostly is the one He said, "Why do you call me good? There's only one good God." He also said that the works He did, the miracles He performed, and the words that came out of His mouth, neither were His, but both Father, as it's presented in the King James, but the Spirit in Him, that lived in Him, was doing those things.
Right. But back to your point was that there's a difference between just saying Jesus and saying Jesus the Christ, and you wanted to clear up that verbal distinction. I'm clear on the distinction for you. I mean, it's clear for me, and I agree with you. Christ means anointed one, from my understanding, and how that applies in today's world, I'm not exactly sure, because it was intended for an audience 2,000 years ago. And it may have meant something totally different to them. But regardless, we were talking about worshiping Jesus, the Christ, and you're saying, no, you're talking about worshiping Jesus. Okay, well, fair enough. I don't think that any man should be worshipped. I would agree with that, just out of hand. But let's move on to Being Jesus Part 2, because you've gone from one concept, one challenge, to a whole new concept. And your concept that you're presenting in this new article is that Jesus is suggesting to His disciples that when they're fully formed, they should be exactly like their Master, which is Him. And you're drawing the parallel to saying that it's being Jesus. And, well, what I have to say about that is there's asylums full of Jesuses already, who are being Jesus in their own way. So what exactly do you mean by being Jesus?
Well, I think I want to save what I mean for a part 3, if I may, but You want me to hint at it, huh?
Well, you do in the article here. You say that being Jesus is simple because Jesus said and did nothing. Well, I don't necessarily agree with that. I mean, he ate, he drank, he walked, he talked, he had a bowel movement. You know, he grew up in a particular culture. He lived in a particular land. So being Jesus has a specific meaning to you that it may not to our audience. Because if I look at the word being, I'm being Ryan Bruce right now. I don't see how anybody else could be Ryan Bruce while I'm busy doing that.
I think that's good. I stand corrected, but I'm hoping that you, as well as others, can step back a little bit, maybe look through a different window at what I'm saying. Number one, that's right. You are the man called Ryan Bruce right now. Jesus, the man Jesus, is no longer with us. If you're going to follow history and Christian point of view, he rose from the dead and ascended to be with the Father. So
can we assume that you don't mean physically, in any form of physical attributes? We can toss that thought out the window, right?
Yeah, I didn't mean that. Thank you.
Okay, so I just wanted to be clear about that. So then, fully formed disciples being exactly like him, it seems that they decided not to do that. They took a different form, and they called that form apostle.
The first mistake, the early mistake, referred to as the early church.
You're pointing out that in the previous article that your question is moot, meaning the question, should we worship Jesus? Because you can't be Jesus and worship Jesus at the same time. Is that why that's moot? Or
Ryan, you bring up something very interesting. And, of course, what happens to me when I'm writing and I'm attempting to listen to how I'm being nudged to write, I didn't even look at it the way you're looking at it. So I'm glad you brought it up, because it's a great distinction. All I was thinking of as I was going through it in my mind, and of course this is where I've been for years related to what Jesus said, is that if we believe enough, we will not only do the things that he did, the same things, but we'll be him. How we get to that is something I want to save for later, but the way you get to doing what he did is to admit that you can't do anything. He didn't do anything. He didn't claim to do anything. I'm talking about the miraculous works he did. He said, I didn't do these things.
So when you say being Jesus, are you really just saying, what is that Forrest Gump line? A stupid is as stupid does. So Jesus is as Jesus does. Is that it? You know, I'm trying to get an understanding to what you're trying to say, because being Jesus is a hard concept for me to grasp. Use this particular thing here, fully formed exactly like his master, but when I went and looked up the reference, I found it in Luke 40, I couldn't find a translation that anywhere says exactly like the master. It just says as like the master. As like, which is a little bit different. So you're drawing a conclusion, or you're leading me down a particular path, and I don't fully understand what being Jesus means to you. So I want to be on the same, I want to have a conversation with you, I want to find out, discover what truth nuggets you're going to reveal, but if I don't understand what being Jesus means, then I'm stuck. I feel stuck.
I think you're making a valid point, and I'm sorry that I could contributed to your feeling stuck, and I take full responsibility for doing that to you.
Just get me unstuck.
Well, it's simple. It's the same thing I challenged you to do the last time. And you did it, and you came back, and you got a great answer. So,
okay, so let's say I do that, and I'll understand what being Jesus means to me. Then if each individual that reads the article and listens to this podcast doesn't do exactly the same thing, then what's the point in reading the next article? And what if that's not part of their practice to go and ask? And what I'm looking for from you, Brad, and I really would appreciate your help, is what being Jesus means to you without the how. I know you're going to get into the how as we move through. But what does it, how will I know when I'm being Jesus?
When you can step back and see things happening. You know, I'm criticized almost daily in emails by focusing on miracles and focusing on healing and so forth. That's just part of the package of being Jesus. If you're being Jesus, those things will happen around you because it isn't you. That's the point. That's what I'm saying and what I'm meaning. And I sure didn't make it very clear, obviously, since a bright young man like you should pick up immediately anything I say. I hope my dripping sarcasm is showing on my tone. But no, I'm just kidding. I see how, from where your perspective is, that how it was actually a ridiculous thing to say and probably turned off a lot of people, but or at least made a lot of people curious. That's all I'm saying is, if you're being Jesus, it isn't going to be you. It's going to be, as some would use the term, the Holy Spirit of God. Some would say the Father. I would say your spirit parent, our spirit parent, our daddy, mommy, the source in you operating fully, fully functioning, so that you can be as in awe of what's going on, so that you can even say, I saw the Father doing it. He did it. And it's an awesome, exciting experience that I think is available to anybody that pursues it. Jesus said it was available. And we don't have anybody preaching it, and I'm trying to preach it, that's all. So I've got your attention anyway.
You do have my attention. So being Jesus, I'm interested. I'd like to do and see and be the things that he was. I don't know if I want to live in that time period, though.
No way. I'm not talking about that. Okay, so what we should have said is being Jesus in today's world. How's that?
Sure. Okay, so then how to be Jesus in today's world is to be fully formed as like he is.
Well, as he was, I'm going back to how he was without worshiping how he was. I'm going back to point out that everything that people point out about Jesus, he said wasn't him anyway. So what's the point?
You know, maybe what this series should be called is moving on from discipleship.
Ooh, I like it. I can write one like that.
You know, rather than being Jesus, because that's what you're proposing, that Jesus challenged his disciples, that when they were fully formed, they'd be as like their master. So, moving on from discipleship is a process of growth. Maybe that's really what you're trying to say. I'm just paraphrasing or rephrasing what you said in a way that makes sense to me.
I'm not sure, dear Mr. Publisher, what I'm trying to say. However, if you will ask me as my publisher, if you will request that I do an article on moving on from discipleship, I would be more than happy to accommodate you.
Well, that's what I'm saying is, all I'm saying here, Brad, is that that's what you're saying. Becoming Jesus, or being Jesus, is moving on from discipleship.
Yeah, it really is, isn't it? I think that's a good statement. So may I write that?
You can do whatever you please. In the meantime, I'm going to post this article and our podcast. Thanks for the conversation today, Brad. I look forward to part three.
You mean to tell me we're through already? You told me you were going to beat up on me. You didn't beat up on me. You just asked me some very pointed questions that I hope didn't make me too defensive. No, I hope didn't make me sound too defensive. I know I got a little defensive, but... Oh, well, that's...
As, I was just setting you up. Well, thanks again, Brad. Talk to you later.
Hey, thanks so much for the call. As usual, I appreciate it.